This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, launching here into the second hour of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about a list of 10 mistakes that people make that make it so, excuse me, 10 mistakes that you might be making that make people think you're not worth knowing. And we're going to continue with that list. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio here tonight. But let's go to your calls and thoughts, because you are welcome to weigh in. We're about, I think, just over halfway through the list at this point, digging in, you know, deep, talking about these, I think, what were pretty important issues that sort of focus around really knowing yourself and self-love and being comfortable with who you are and not really being so worried about what others think. But let's go to Patrick in Bullhead City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I think this is a real good topic. I haven't heard something this interesting in a long time.
I appreciate it. What do you want to add into it?
Well, you know, I've learned over the years, now I've gotten older, is it's all about how you feel in the morning. Do you feel good about yourself? Do you like what you see? It's not about really about anybody else's opinion, because you're the one who has to live with yourself.
And, yeah, that's absolutely true.
And, you know, you can't go out there and please everybody. That's an impossibility. There's just no way. So if you go out there with the attitude that there's going to be people that are going to like you, mm-hmm. and there's going to be people that are not going to like you, and either or, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Sure. I like what old Harry Brown had to say about it. He was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate back in the year 1996 and 2000, but he was also a really great author who wrote some excellent books. One of them was one of my favorites, what really brought me into libertarianism, which was called Why Government Doesn't Work. But he also had, he did a series.
Fail-Safe Investing,
great book. How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, that's another really classic Harry Brown book. And then there was actually this kind of self-help seminar that Harry Brown did, and it was recorded, so you can actually get, you used to be able to buy copies of it. I don't know if you can download it now or what, but I listened to this, and he had what he called the silver rule, because you've heard of the golden rule, right, which is to treat others as you wish to be treated. Harry Brown's silver rule, as he called it, was that you should always be true to yourself, because you want to attract to you the people who appreciate you for who you are. Because it's like what you're saying, Patrick. In any time mm-hmm. that you express yourself, whether it's publicly or, you know, at work or whatever, there's going to be people who disagree with you. There's going to be people who agree. But if you're changing who you are to try to appease people, a certain group of people, or everyone, as you said, which is, of course, impossible. But if you're trying to mold yourself into someone who you're not, in order to satisfy other people, you're going to attract the wrong people. You're going to attract more people who want the you that they think you are, which is the one that's putting on a facade, the one that's, you know, trying to be someone that you're not. Whereas if you are who you are, you know, you're truly true to yourself, you put that out there into the world, well, that will be a signal to others who have similar values as you that you're a good, that you'd make a good friend, or you'd make a good lover, or, you know, partner or whatever. And so that silver rule is basically, you know, to be true to yourself so you can attract the best people who are the best matches for you and who you really are.
Well, I guess the best thing my dad said when I first started getting involved in law enforcement, he says, don't try to manipulate yourself into somebody you're not.
Great advice. Patrick, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, actually, I just wanted to listen to your program. I was just I was really getting into it on the way home, and I got it on the radio now, so I want to turn it up and hear more. But
right on.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate what you're putting through today.
Thank you, Patrick, for the call tonight. Appreciate the input. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Now, I have a point, an interesting point on the whole silver rule situation.
Sure.
Because one thing that I find interesting, I've been in a lot of work situations where you have to kind of put on airs, sometimes, yep. You have to be somebody who you're not necessarily.
Sure, you can't tell the angry customer that's coming in complaining about something to go F themselves
sure,
or whatever.
Sure, but I've also been in work situations sometimes where it's like there are people you work with, like if you're a conservative and you work with a lot of liberals, for example, mm-hmm. or vice versa, you might have to put on airs. But sometimes I find that it's more complicated than just, being one or the other, because I find that everything, you can say you attract the type of people that are like-minded or whatnot to yourself, but I find that I think that it's not that simple, because you could create one, you can create a bubble around yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's always could be a problem, and I feel like Facebook is definitely something that they're, and other social media sites are just a problem that they're aggravating by
echo chamber.
Very easy to create these bubble uh-huh. echo chambers. But also that not everybody is that one-dimensional. In other words, you can't say that you like, you're going to just attract everyone who's like-minded. Well, not everyone's
going to
be
the exact same as you.
No, that's true.
You're more likely to attract somebody who has similar values than attract somebody who's completely antithetical to you.
True.
True to yourself.
True. I think that's generally true. And what I find interesting is I think that, there are, I think certain groups, even if you put on airs, right, to a certain extent, as long as you're relatively genuine and you're not a complete fraud,
yeah.
you might find some connection in groups that are not necessarily, like, in other words, if you're, like, okay, for example, there have been a lot of stories about a former host of Free Talk Live that have been going out recently about Chris Cantwell, who...
Right, he's been making headlines, got the front page of the newspaper.
Somebody
here
who's put himself out there entirely now, and he's just gone out and his racism, and now he's creating this entire bubble around himself, for sure. And there's
that's true.
And there's definitely like-minded people around him. I don't know that that's necessarily the best possible thing. There's this whole, there might be some like-minded people, but maybe there are other aspects to him that he could have if he were not just completely going in one direction, could have maybe flourish, but now he's locked into this. Having to
how does he get
way.
Out of this one?
Yeah, having to be a certain way in order to, it's like a pattern that's been set, and I find that, if you're not, again, not being completely fake, completely dishonest, if you're exploring different sides of yourself and of groups of people, I think there's room for growth there and room for finding values in other I guess.
How does cultures. Chris? I agree with you. Chris Cantwell has painted himself into this corner,
right?
And he is definitely attracting people who are like-minded mm-hmm. to him. If you look at his Facebook profile, for listeners that don't know, we're talking
about. They seem like-minded anyway.
Well, we're right. So Christopher Cantwell, for those that don't know, is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live. We dumped him as a co-host after we found out that he was a racist.
Right.
And he still, will call in from time to time and share his opinions, which we tend to disagree with very, very vehemently.
Right.
But that's who you're mentioning. He was in Charlottesville over the weekend, mm-hmm. had pictures and video taken of him involved in fights and he is what he is. He's painted himself.
He's running around screaming blood and soil.
Right. He's painted himself into that corner, and maybe this is where he's going to stay for the rest of his life. But if you look back at Chris over just the last half of a decade, you'll see a man who's changed quite a bit. You'll see, when he first came here to Keene, New Hampshire, when he moved here, part of the Free State Project, back when he was, as we thought, just a regular libertarian who had a hate for the police.
Right.
That was kind of his bag when he first moved here.
Now he loves them.
Now he likes the cops because he sees them as his allies in oppressing minorities that he doesn't like, because he's now become a racist. And I always wondered, how is Chris going to go from, you know, where's he going to go from here? What's he going to morph into next? You know, how do you, because right now he's scraping the bottom of the barrel with white supremacy and all that. Like, what could be worse than this? I mean, for a little while he had, I think he actually managed to top himself as far as being worse, because he started to come out in favor of domestic abuse as well, which is like kind of his newest thing. It's like, so yeah, I thought the bottom of the barrel was white nationalist, but now it's white nationalist who supports domestic abuse because he says that that's what women want.
Right, yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855, so yeah, where does he go from here? I don't know. 855-450-3733. He could eat some crow.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. .com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here. We're talking about you. We're talking about people. Talking about self-improvement. And we got more to go here on the story that Johnson had brought in from brightside.me, the 10 mistakes that make people think you're not worth knowing. We've got a few more of these to get through, and we're going to continue with that list here in moments. Also, if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you really ought to join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Check it out at Dash.org and find out why. We're going to continue on the list here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Stefan is in Ohio on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
I'd like to discuss the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, sure. This is the bedrock principle of the libertarian movement that says that that you should not use aggressive force to achieve your political or social goals, or the threat of aggressive force.
I've been discussing this with a few libertarians and people who say they're libertarians, and I'm noticing, do you think there are a lot of people who take it to the extreme and go a little overboard at what could be considered aggression?
Can you give me an example?
Well, there had been a discussion on, like, a neighbor. It's the classic example. Like, let's say a neighbor has, like, a disgusting-smelling barbecue or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have, like, a sofa on their porch, and it's all smelly, and the odor is, like, ridiculous, and the neighbors can smell it even in their house if they have the windows open. And some people would argue that is aggression. Do you think that that takes it too far?
Now, that's an interesting question. I think the classic example is the neighbor that's making a noise or whatever in the middle of the night, and you know, then you would argue that the sound waves are hitting the person's property in an inappropriate manner, and they didn't ask for that, and that could be seen as aggression. Certainly, if it's loud enough, it could damage your hearing, so there's no doubt there. But as far as a stinky couch goes, well, that has to be a really stinky couch.
See, this is the thing about a principle that a lot of people don't understand. Be a good person. That's a principle. What does it mean? Well, it's kind of up to you to determine that. Yeah, it's subjective. So is the non-aggression principle. The idea behind the non-aggression principle, there's a lot of situations where it might make a whole lot of sense to aggress against someone, to push them if there's an oncoming car coming. You just pushed a person. You violated the non-aggression
principle. But you might have saved their life.
Yeah, but you violated the non-aggression principle. Are you saying you shouldn't violate the non-aggression principle because you don't want to violate the non-aggression principle because that's universally wrong? No, you do the right thing because sometimes it makes sense to violate the non-aggression principle.
Yep.
It's a principle. It's not a law.
Right.
Would that by definition violate libertarianism then, if you are violating the core principle?
No.
That's
the whole point of principles, is you're allowed to violate them. And that's the thing that I don't get. It's like one of the biggest arguments that, like, for example, a lot of these new ridiculous alt-righters, you know, former supposed libertarians slash now they're alt-right lunatics, they're like, the non-aggression principle is ridiculous and it's for losers, you know, like...
Is that your Cantwell impression?
No, well, it's my Cantwell fanboy impersonation.
Okay.
It's, you know, like, there you go. So I think that... you know, a lot of these people, they just don't get it. You know, it's like, it's a principle, not a hard, fast law that cannot be broken ever. It's just
So are you defending the smelly couch? Are you defending the smelly couch on the porch?
What? No, I'm saying that sometimes, well, I mean, I'm saying sometimes it's acceptable to break the non-aggression principle, but I don't think that that's a great example.
Well, I say this because I notice a lot of libertarians will give people, like, for example, I don't like Austin Peterson all that much, but,
that's,
you know, a
libertarian,
a lot of people
supposed libertarian candidate for president.
A lot of people give him crap because he doesn't 100% believe in the non-aggression principle.
He wants to abolish the non-aggression principle.
Yeah.
He wants to have that removed from the Libertarian
also,
Party platform.
Isn't he a hawkish idiot? Like, he's one of these, like, warmongering fools.
Could be. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know a thing about what the guy believes. All I know is Daryl Perry, who's our co-host, who ran against him for the Libertarian Party nomination. They both lost to Gary Johnson for the presidential nomination. Daryl did not think the guy was a Libertarian, and I'm sure he could go over the reasons why, because he actually spent the time to debate this dude. Go ahead.
This all came about because I had been, you know, not only having discussions like that, but, you know, a lot of people, like, will pay parking tickets with, like, pennies and such, and somebody came up with this ridiculous argument that if the pennies fall on them and injure them, it just violated the NAP. I mean, do you think that this kind of, like, debate and extremism as to what is aggression hurts the movement because it just keeps people apart?
I don't think that people arguing on Facebook or wherever the hell these, you know, pointless arguments are happening is doing anything to hurt the movement besides just hurting these people's ability to accomplish goals and tasks in their life.
I think Asperger's is a very serious disease.
Well, thanks. I guess I have a serious disease.
Well, is it a disease?
It's a condition. It's not a disease. Sorry, it's a condition.
A neurological problem.
A neurological.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neurological condition.
Well, yes. I don't think it's certainly not exclusive to libertarians, right? I mean, all kinds of people get on the internet and argue about stupid crap.
Well, that's how you recruit people now. It's a big form of media.
No, it's not. No, I'm sorry. I don't buy that people are being recruited by Facebook.
Had the internet not existed, I would have never been introduced to libertarianism because I live in redneck, middle of the nowhere, Republican town.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is a great means.
I agree with you. The internet is great. The Facebook, on the other hand, not so great. Now, are you saying you found libertarianism through some Facebook argument?
Yes, I did.
Wow. All right.
I hate it when
Facebook does something good. It's so bothersome to me because I find it is so detestable in general.
You have something against Facebook?
Yeah, I do.
I do just because of the drama. But I appreciate you taking my call tonight, guys. Thanks for the call. No problem.
Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Yeah, what I don't like about Facebook is that, sure, every now and then you find the diamond in the rough, the needle in the haystack. You find something in there that's like it makes you feel like, there's a reason I'm on Facebook. Look at this interesting news article that I found from my friend who posted it. Or, ooh, I wouldn't have seen
this. And then
that
news article is promptly deleted because Facebook needs to censor it for some reason.
Could be. But you know, every now and then there's some sort of gem that you find on Facebook. But for the most part, it's just trash. I've gotten to the point where I was hopelessly addicted to Facebook, you know, just as of several months ago, and I started to limit myself on clicking the notification icon. This was the way I did it. I still go to Facebook every day, more than once a day, so I definitely am not a low user of it at all, but I'm not clicking the notifications obsessively like I once did. If I had one notification, I'd go click it. I'd go click, and most of the time it was nothing worth looking at. And now that I wait until I have 75... And it's actually been, like, days now since I've gotten 75, because I had, like, 70, but then for some reason I went into a group, because I'll go into, like, the Free Talk Live AMP group or the Porcupines group, which are two of the groups that I'm an administrator of. So I feel like I should go there on a daily basis, because that's, you know, what I'm expected to do as being a host of this show, right? So I have to do that. I would go in there, and that would reduce the number of the notifications. Right, so I wasn't even getting close to the 75. But almost every time when I click on that 75 notifications, it's almost always stuff I've already seen, useless crap, people
liking things.
It's almost become a complete waste of time to even look through them. There's more coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
We believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype as well. Skype username, if you want to join us, is lrn.fm. If you would like, you can follow our email updates by signing up via the email sign-up box that you'll find on the front page of freetalklive.com. You get a weekly email from us to kind of keep you in the loop with what's going on with the show, the latest news that you need to know about Free Talk Live. So get signed up for those emails for free over at freetalklive.com. In fact, everything at freetalklive.com is completely free, so enjoy it. Now, to get back into the story here, Johnson, you had brought in a piece from brightside.me, and it's called 10 Mistakes That Make People Think You're Not Worth Knowing. Just a quick recap here through the list, where I think through like six of them or so. Needless self-sacrifice, a lack of self-respect, being dependent on the approval of others, searching for the source of problems only within yourself, boasting, and a fear of rejection. Those are the ones we have gone through so far. If you missed the discussion, you can obviously go and download the show later and listen to what you missed over at freetalklive.com later tonight. But let's continue on this list. What's next?
The next one is being deaf
to your own interests. And so the picture here is on the left, a girl who is getting green in the face from being on one of those swing rides that goes around and swings people. And the picture on the right of the appropriate behavior is, I'll take a photo of you having fun.
This is the girl who was sick earlier, right, decided she wasn't going to go on the ride rather than trying to, you know, make somebody else happy. She took a picture.
And the other people are like, "Wee, okay, yeah, great."
So everybody had fun. The people on the ride, she got to take pictures. She likes taking pictures. That kind of thing.
You've become accustomed to adjusting to other people's needs and find it difficult to understand what your own desires really are. You don't decide for yourself what you do. Instead, you take others' wishes for your own. This is akin to an inability to make decisions and to a taste of helplessness, and it's far from the true definition of kindness. Listen to your own desires, and don't be afraid of offending others. The chances are your fears don't really have a basis in reality, and it's always possible to find a compromise.
So to find, focus on the things that you really want to do. This is, again, kind of a retread of some of the earlier ones.
They're a little similar, I mean, but they're all kind of, I think they're, a lot of this is the same type of behavior, and they're just, people manifest it in different ways, a lot of different things, and so this is sort of setting it specifically for each person who does the kind of very specific type of this behavior.
Got it.
You know, because like it's like, I don't know, the first two are very, very similar, but they're slightly different, which is, you know, the whole needless self-sacrifice versus a lack of self-respect. Those things are very similar, but they're different enough that, you know, different types of people do those slightly different things, like not respecting themselves and not, you know, paying attention to their own wants and needs. So next one here is not setting a limit on what's acceptable. So this person says, are you really going to forgive him for the 138th time? He didn't want me to, but he didn't want to. Plus, it's also my fault.
It's a couple sitting at a table with some coffee cups in front of them.
Yep, and then this person says, the other person, the proper behavior would be, let's go to the beach. I need to get something out of my head. This is...
it's kind of an obscure...
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they're trying to communicate there.
Just, you know, not the person wasn't forgiven, they're just forgotten about, apparently. You forgive others because it's easier to do so than to stand up for yourself. When other people show disrespect towards you, you find an excuse for them in your mind. You need to determine what you consider to be the limits of acceptable behavior, and then don't let others overstep these boundaries in relation to you. People who allow everything are not respected.
Yep, I've had this problem. I have a tendency to forgive, and I think that's not a bad thing necessarily, but it does lead to the potential for being taken advantage of. And I will give people probably too many chances than they deserve.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get into any details about how this has happened to me recently, but it has. And I want to help people on one hand. Like, I want to give people the room to fix problems that they may have created and grow as people. And I'm willing to be flexible in those areas. But this is absolutely true. You have to have a line past which, if those people push it, you got to say no. You got to shut them down. You got to say this has gone too far, and you have to enforce that that barrier.
Yeah, for sure.
And it can mean that you know, that friendship may be damaged as a result of that, because, you know, if you say no, or you say, look, dude, you've gone too far with this, then that may make it so they don't call you anymore. They don't want to talk to you anymore because they couldn't take advantage of you from that point forward.
But ultimately, it might be better in the long run for that person. You know, in other words, that
if somebody sets a boundary,
those relationships,
Yep.
And I think, it all depends. I mean, sometimes if the boundaries are set early on, it won't damage the relationship. You know, if you set your boundaries with people right up front, let them, you know, or just very, I think it's, what's important is to not just set boundaries, but to have clear boundaries. So that it's not just, you're not just setting them and then letting someone know after the fact, but you set them up front. So that they know right where your boundaries are. And that way, if they get up to those boundaries, it's like, well, that's their fault for, they knew what they were right in advance. The next one here is a fear of loneliness, and it shows someone, you know, like cleaning and, you know, in a messy house that's just a disaster. And it says, at least I'm not alone. And then the other one's like this carefree person, you know, carefree woman who's like throwing flower petals in the air saying, someday I'll meet someone who will respect me. For now, I'm going to enjoy my freedom. And it says, you're turning your relationship into a cult and sacrificing yourself. And what's more, you feel comfortable doing so. This may be why bullies, narcissists, and egoists gravitate towards you, because you allow yourself to be used. You don't need to choose between your relationship and your own feelings of self-worth. You're having to make it. If you're having to make that choice, then something's wrong. Be brave and don't be afraid of change. Think of being alone as being free rather than as loneliness. And then you won't be alone for long.
Well, this comes back around to that that silver rule that I talked about earlier, mm-hmm. where if you're happy with yourself and you care and you love about yourself, you're living that life that you want to live. At some point, you're probably going to run into somebody or attract somebody into your life that might be a better match for you than, let's say, you just go out to some bar and latch on to some guy or gal or whatever just because you don't want to be alone, and then you end up with a bad match, but you've got somebody.
Right.
You know? This is why they make cats and dogs, right? So you don't always have to be completely alone. You can still have a thing that you can, you know, give attention to and,
sure.
and get attention from, but it'll never get into an argument with you.
Well, that's not always true. Especially
okay.
if you're a particularly, like, you know, feisty dog or, you know.
Could be. Could be.
Cats.
Not every dog can be jazzy. Studio beast.
It's true. My cats sleep on me sometimes, and it's like, get off me.
But there's no doubt. I mean, at this, so, like, I get where they're coming from here. You should be able to be alone. You should be able to be fine with being alone, because if you're desperate for attention, if you're desperate for company, that's going to lead you down bad roads and meeting probably the wrong people. But at the same time, people are social animals. I mean, we are people who, most people, I mean, there's the introverts who are very, they can be alone just fine, right?
Right, right.
But then there's a lot of people, you know, generally it's considered to be torture in prison when you take somebody and you put them into segregation or solitary confinement, because humans are social animals, and we, at some point in our lives, we need to have contact with other people, or else you end up like Scott the Bigot.
Right.
Living in his mom's house, which I guess technically he's not alone.
Okay. Well, the last one.
We'll get into it.
Going to sell it? Okay.
We'll get into it here. The final one on the list here. And you can share your thoughts with us here as well on the 10 mistakes that make people think you're not worth knowing. How can you be a better person, be a better you? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And this is Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah. And you can Skype in. That's Skype username, LRN.
You want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client,
client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. We're talking about some ideas that might help some folks out there. I think everybody can do a little self-improvement, even if you think you're just perfect, which, of course, might be one of the problems. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio here. If, by the way, you want to help support the things that we do, spreading the ideas of liberty and freedom and peace and cryptocurrency and things like that, then you can actually get behind the LRN.FM Patreon, which I don't talk enough about. You go to fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. It's $2 a month is the request that we're asking. You can obviously give more if you feel so inclined. But it helps LRN.FM, which is our little internet network that also is available on satellite in two different parts of the world. There's North and Central America, and then there's also Sub-Saharan Africa, where our satellite signal exists. This is a way to directly support that satellite fund, to put some money into the satellites to make sure that they continue on. It's a way for people that value getting the ideas of liberty outside of just the United States. I mean, we've got 170 great radio stations that air us here in the U.S., but shouldn't the rest of the world also get to hear the ideas of liberty? If you think that's worth $2 a month to get the Free Talk Live and the dozens of other liberty-oriented shows, podcasts, and live shows that we have on LRN.FM into people's ears around the globe, then please, you can get behind that fundraiser and get some access to some Patreon-only stuff, which basically is, you know, me just kind of posting every now and then. You can go to, and I probably should do more of it, but go to fund.lrn.fm. At its base level, it's a way for you to support the satellite feeds that we have. So if you think the value of reaching new ears around the globe is worth, you know, what, a few cents a day, then please go to fund.lrn.fm. So, Johnson, the final entry in the list of 10 mistakes that people make that make people think you're not worth knowing.
You don't need to choose between your relationship and your own feelings of self-worth.
Oh, wait, this was the previous.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's it. That is the previous.
Okay.
Sorry. It is, they put the bold text in very weird places.
Yeah.
Believing that respect needs to be earned.
Hmm.
And this is an interesting one because it's like, yeah, I kind of feel like it does a little bit, but, The graphic here is, oh, I can't be in your debt. Let me get the door. It's a guy who's opening a door for a woman, and she's like, I can't let you, you know, I can't owe you.
As though somebody's keeping track.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Like, I can't owe you. Let me get my own door.
I open doors for total strangers, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So, and the other one is
just being kind.
You know, please, after you. And, you know, he's opening the door, and she's like, wink, thanks. You know, like, whatever, you know.
She just showed her appreciation, that's all.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, take score of how many times people are doing nice things for you or vice versa.
He opens the door for me. I'm going to have to open it for him the next time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like,
do people really trouble themselves over this?
Who knows? You know, there are probably some people.
There must be.
They're neurotic or, yeah, just.
Or they just, they just can't handle an act of kindness because they feel like they've all of a sudden become obligated by somebody doing something nice for them that they must all of a sudden, you know,
score
do the
always
equivalent.
Got to be even with everyone. It's
strange.
You don't accept the fact that respect doesn't have to be the result of actions or behavior. You don't feel comfortable when your relationship with someone is of equals because you're firmly convinced that respect has to be earned. You feel that a person has value only if they've given something back. You don't need to buy love or respect. Learn to simply love and be loved unconditionally as easily as breathing.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that, especially when, when it comes to respect. I tend to respect other people as human beings and know that we're all ultimately, at the basic level, the same. And I think that people should be given respect just by virtue of the fact that they're people, unless, of course, they prove that they are scum, in which case, you know, you don't really have to spend any time on that person. So I think my rule is to kind of respect by default until they've shown some reason that is disrespect, something that about them that is incredibly distasteful or disrespectful, in which case, just don't spend time on that person.
Yeah, I mean, my problem is that, you know, I do have a little bit of the Scott the Bigot belief, and not that I hate all people, but I do kind of feel like there are a lot of people out there that hold beliefs that I don't particularly care for.
Sure.
So, you know, I tend to go with, yeah, people are stupid. You know, it's like the George Carlin kind of misanthropy of, you know, like hating that, you know, people, there are a lot of just dumb people out there, you know, and so I definitely kind of subscribe to that philosophy, and of course that makes it hard to respect people, you know, if you think there are people out there with these dumb beliefs, you know, it makes it hard to respect them and respect their ideas, and I don't believe that all ideas are equal or deserving of respect.
That's
but
true.
Ideas can be separated from people.
Right, and that's a good point. You can still respect that somebody's a human, even though we know that humans, including ourselves, are flawed, which means that those humans can hold flawed ideas, and we can not respect the idea, but we can still respect that this person probably, even though they don't have the right ideas, shouldn't be tortured as a result of that, or, you know, that if they have some issues in their lives, that's their problem, and, you know, it doesn't have to transfer over to you. So, like, you know, even though you may not like everybody, that's okay. You don't have to like everybody to have a healthy respect of just another. They're just another person like you.
I think that's also a great inoculation against racism too, being protected, you know, from becoming racist, and understanding that, you know, everyone's an individual, and understanding that ideas and culture and whatnot can be separated from the people.
That's right.
You know, from individuals. You know, so if you believe in individualism and you are able to separate ideas and people, then you're going to understand that. Not everyone's going to believe the same things, and that you know, people are not necessarily, you know, one set of cultural beliefs or one set of ideas might not necessarily be universal to that person. Like, you know, what a particular group might believe might not be true of that particular person. Just because somebody might believe one thing does not mean that they believe, you know, maybe they believe A and B, but they don't believe C, or, you know. There was et cetera. Yeah. You know?
There was a discussion on the Free Talk Live AMP group on Facebook over the last, I don't know, 24, 48 hours. People are talking about Christopher Cantwell. And this, as we mentioned earlier, he's a racist, a former co-host on Free Talk Live. We kicked him off after we found out that that he was a racist. But, you know, one thing you got to hand to Chris Cantwell is that he's got people talking about him. You know, yeah, they're not saying nice things for the most part, but you know, they are talking about him, and that's one of the things that he likes. He wants it when, you know.
I actually have to say, I've been fairly disgusted with a lot of the Liberty folk who are celebrating violence done against him. I mean, it's like...
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Like laughing about it and, you know, whatever. And it's like, eh.
Well, there is something to be said for the juxtaposition of Chris in the striking pose where he's like wide stance. Yeah. One hand, he's got, it's his profile picture
pepper,
on Facebook
spraying,
right now.
He's pepper
spraying somebody directly in the face. The picture was taken at the exact time the spray is actually coming out and contacting the dude's face. So it's actually a really good photo of an action shot. But then there's also, he got tear gassed later, apparently. So
and shows
he peppered
him on the ground crying.
Right. So, I mean, there's something to be said for that juxtaposition there. I agree with you, Johnson. I don't think that people should engage in schadenfreude, which is to say that you would get pleasure from the pain of others.
Right.
I think that there's something wrong with that. And certainly that's what you're talking about here. People are getting pleasure from somebody who has a distasteful opinion being in pain.
Right.
And none of us would want to be pepper sprayed or tear gassed or anything like that. But that, if anything, is definitely an example of instant karma. Right, like Chris pepper sprayed somebody, and then within the same evening also had tear gas deployed on him. Now he would say that he was being attacked, or his friends were being attacked, and he was simply engaging in self defense.
They're attacking my statue of Robert E. Lee,
or whatever it is.
Whatever,
that, you know. And he did say that.
Yeah.
And he did say that. But the fact is, he was there. He knew he was getting into a situation where there was likely going to be some kind of violence, some kind of conflict. You know, he said they wanted to keep things peaceful, but come on. I mean, we know a lot of these guys went there itching for a fight.
Yeah.
And that's true on both sides. It's true of the Antifa or anti-fascist group that was there, and then it's true of the white supremacists that were there as well. They gave each other exactly what they wanted.
I'm sure if anybody had a private conversation with him beforehand, it would have been like, yeah, I'm going down there to destroy some leftists, you know, like...
Something like
that. You know, it would have been, you know, for sure.
So I don't know where I was going with all that, but you know, you're welcome to comment here. The toll-free number. Oh yeah, it was a conversation. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The conversation was about Chris Cantwell and how detestable he is, because it's it's easy for people to look at Chris and his opinions and say this is a horrible person, and the things that he says are absolutely horrible things, and there's no doubt about that. So people are bewildered as to why I would still call this guy my friend, and it's upsetting to some people. In fact, some people were saying that they don't want to even associate with anyone who would associate with Chris Cantwell. And I gave an example of why I still do that, because I want to try to model peace and love towards everyone, even those who are despicable. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.